Community Radio, FM 92.1.
Men, point those searchlights up on the tower. Right now. Move, move.
I listen to 2ARM, 92.1 FM, in the car and at work, for great tunes and community news.
Hello, I'm Herb and welcome to Community Spotlight, our weekly spotlight on a local community member. Now today we've got Andrea Gledhill. Welcome, Andrea.
Thank you, Herb.
Andrea is a local artist, but she's done so much more in our community. Now, Andrea, you came to Armidale quite a while ago.
I did. I came with my children and a carload of animals at the end of 1998.
And you came from Cooma.
I did. I'd had a year in Cooma, but I've lived in many more places than that.
Now, Jock and Harriet, are your two kids?
They are, except they're now quite adult.
So they were pretty young. They were 6 and 11, I think, when they came.
They were.
Now, you've got a background in art. Now, tell me about the background in art.
It's been a long background. For many years, I worked more as a designer and illustrator with book publishing companies. And finally, when I reached about 30, I thought, no, got to follow my heart. And I went to Queensland College of Art in Brisbane and did a fine art degree majoring in painting. Some years after that, I actually furthered my education and with a degree to teach visual art and English.
I just have to mention the house that you first bought when you came from Cooma was called Lark's Rise over at Taz. Beautiful little house.
Yeah, it was a beautiful, beautiful house to raise my children in Armidale.
No, yeah. It's a lovely house. Now, you've had a bit of an employment background history in the art field, in art and design.
Yes, I have. Well, first of all, with book publishers, Angus and Robertson and William Collins back in Sydney. But also I've worked as a designer, a freelance designer and illustrator, illustrating books. I've written a book. But since I've come to Armidale, I've taught visual art at TAS.
So let's go to that book.
Good Golly Gosh.
Good Golly Gosh.
Yes.
Now, what was that all about?
Oh, it's actually verse. I was very young at the time, and a friend, when I was working in advertising, David Jones, a friend said, I'm really bored. Can you write a book for me to illustrate? And as you do when you're 19, with way too much confidence, I said, okay, I'll do that. And then it got published.
Angus and Robinson published it?
Yes, and then I ended up working for Angus and Robinson after that as their promotions manager.
And did you work for another publisher?
William Collins Publishing, yes. I worked for them where I got to meet again, like with A&R, you know, many authors and illustrators.
You've got a lot of experience in design and art. You started, and I think I first met you in 2003, at the IT Studio.
Yes, there was M. Malham had a, in the mall, at one of the old buildings in the mall up top, she had a whole series of studios for artists, and I took one on for 2 years, and that gave me the chance just to see if I could paint, because it had been many, many years since I did my art degree, and I wanted to see if I still had it in me, and I realised, of course, that I did.
So I have to thank you for my introduction into art. I'd go up there at lunchtimes. It was a bit of my work stress relief measure tool.
You did.
And it's a bit given me good stead ever since.
Excellent.
You basically taught at TAS.
Mm.
What was that like?
Oh, it was wonderful. It was 2 years working. I love teaching, and I love teaching all those cheeky boys, and I worked with James White, who was a great, he's a wonderful watercolour artist, so it really sort of fed my, you know, need and realisation that I really needed to be painting and working with art. But I went on to do other things because it was about survival. I had to feed, clothe and educate my children, and I could no longer afford just to paint.
Then you became curator at NIRAM in about 2005.
That's right, 2005 to 2008 I was at NIRAM, yes.
So one of the pivotal things for me while your time at the curator at NIRAM was the visit by Margaret Ollie and Wendy Whiteley to the New England. Tell us about that.
Oh, that was fantastic. The Art Gallery of New South Wales has a long association and love for the New England Regional Art Museum, because originally they too held part of the Hinton Collection, And so Barry Pearce, who was the magnificent head curator of Australian Art at Art Gallery of New South Wales, was very supportive of us. And when we put on a big show of Brett Whiteley's work and Lloyd Rees's work, because those two artists actually were great mentors, Margaret Ollie and Wendy Whiteley and Barry Pearce all came up for an entire weekend. So I was so lucky to have that weekend with those people. And the show that we put on was displaying the relationship between the two men. And, of course, we were able to also have the loan of some Whiteleys as well from Art Gallery of New South Wales for that show. But Margaret was a long-time supporter of New England Regional Art Museum.
I suppose it's no surprise then that the NERAM purchased the triptych, Margaret Ollie's triptych.
That would be no surprise. Now, that was after my time. I was already working by that stage at the university.
So I think going to the opening night of that exhibition, it was just great to just see one of our national treasures.
Yes.
Margaret talking about her art, you know, normal way, like
yes.
There was no airs and graces.
No, just absolutely no airs and graces to Margaret Ollie, none whatsoever.
Yeah, and she just collected stuff and put it in a house and painted it, which was fantastic.
Well, she lived in this small terrace house in Duxford Street, Paddington. And she was surrounded by her objects and furniture. She had this huge love for flowers. So she didn't keep a very tidy house, but she used to say that, well, all I do is just buy more flowers, it makes it better. And she would paint those bunches of flowers. So her quirkiness came out of her character, came out in her work.
Well, I've said to you, and I think other people have said to you, your art, that you've got an exhibition that's opening at the Saturday the 26th at the Armidale Art Gallery, and we'll talk about that at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But other people have said, I've just said, that a lot of your art sort of has that sort of Margaret Ollie feel, but maybe that's because you're painting things in your house. You don't have the level of, I'll say this, you don't have the level of clutter that Margaret Ollie has in her house.
You'd be surprised. It's probably just a little bit more organised, that's all.
But it has that feel about it, which is really, really lovely. Now, tell me about the university. You worked there.
I did. 2009, because I had already had my teaching degree, and I was asked to be head of at that stage, Earl Page and Austin College. And I ended up being head of Austin College for, I think it was 11, 12 years, yes. First of all, I worked as an assistant head for David Ward, and then I went on to be head until I retired.
So retirement was 2020, but tell me what it was like. You must have met so many young people going through the university.
I love them. I love the students. Keep you young. And yes, it was a fabulous opportunity to work with young people. I realised that that's, even though I wasn't practising any art, the other side of me that is equally passionate is actually working with young people and seeing them take up opportunities that we were able to give them.
So what does a head of college do? Must be a fairly diverse... Shoulder to cry on?
When they use that word 24/7, it seems such a cliche, but it's 24/7. So I used to say I was mother, lawyer, policeman, counsellor, administrator, event organiser. You're all of that, and you're most definitely available to those individual young people with all of their, you know, doubts and insecurities that are a normal part of young life, yes. So you see them through that big time.
And you'd still have connection with some of those people?
Oh, I do, yeah, I do. After all these years, in fact, some of them by my paintings, which is pretty amazing. So,
well, that's nice.
Yes.
2020, you retired.
I did.
And you bought your little cottage out at Tilbuster that you call the Vast Estate.
My Vast Estate of 1 acre, yes.
Yes, nice. But you tell me it had a shed.
It had a large shed. And so when you consider the fact that I got my painting degree at the end of 1986, I'd never had that opportunity to actually sort of work in a studio, a light-filled studio, you know, and all of a sudden I saw that shed and I thought one third of that shed could definitely be a studio. So I had it converted into a studio and I haven't stopped since.
So that leads us to the Armidale Art Gallery exhibition. But before we go there, the Armidale Art Gallery, NEAS, New England Art Society.
Yes.
So you joined that soon after you retired from LPH?
I did, because I needed to sort of get my head back into the fact that after 30-odd years that I wanted to be working with or just mixing with other local artists. The thing I love about Armidale Art Gallery is there's no elitism there. It's there for every local artist. It gives everyone a chance to put something on a wall, to have a show. It's very community-oriented gallery.
And I think it's really gone from strength to strength by being on the ground level.
Used to be upstairs. It's fantastic. Yep. People hesitated to climb those stairs back in the day when it was in the mall but on first floor. But now we've got this magnificent space and we've been able to, you know, it's got good light and it's good access. And we've gone from strength to strength, there's no doubt about it.
I think 2004 I might have actually came up and started art. But I've seen, since 2004, I've seen the real progress of the Art Society and the Armidale Art Gallery. And as I said, going down to ground level.
Yeah.
Even though they did a lot of work upstairs, new carpet, painting, air conditioning, all the stuff, it was those stairs that were the anchor. Now it's ground level, perfect space, as you said, beautiful light. I'm surprised. I don't know where the light comes from, but it's beautiful light in there. And it'll be fantastic for your exhibition because you're a bit of one for colour. Now, this one's called Clutter and Light. And I go back to that Margaret Olley sort of reference in that there's definitely pieces in rooms. What other sort of feel have you got? Clutter and light, where did all this come from?
Well, what I really do is I just paint what's around me. Everything that's around me, which is clutter, but as I said, ordered clutter at the best of times, it begs to be painted. A lot of my objects, and I do believe I'd have too many of them, treasured objects, there's a certain eccentricity to some of them and they certainly beg to be painted. Yes, I'm always looking at the colour and the light, the changing light, and that's the New England light that I love. But what I'm painting is just the love that I have for my life now with my, you know, in my little house, with my studio. I've got my animals that all beg to be painted as well. So all I'm doing is expressing the joy that I feel with my life now, post-retirement.
Post-retirement, now, Clutter and Light. Now, it starts on the opening night is, opening evening is Saturday the 26th of October.
Yes, that's right. It'll run at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
O'clock in the afternoon.
For all the oldies, you don't have to stay out late.
And there'll be nibbles and maybe some wine.
Oh, yes.
And that'll run to Saturday the 23rd of November.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a solo show?
It's a solo show, yes. I've been working quite hard towards it to have a good exhibition on the walls.
So you haven't finished all the pieces?
I have pretty well finished them. If I leave it any later, the paint won't be dry to hang on the wall.
So are you saying that they're mostly all oils?
Mostly oils, yes.
So why don't you do an acrylic? Now, I've just seen this chair that is just turned up.
Yeah.
The Klassen chair that you've been given. Now, it's a high-backed wooden frame chair. It has a very colourful tapestry.
Yeah.
When I saw it, my first response was, it's exquisite and it's probably better than TV. So tell me about the chair.
It's a lovely story with the chair. Well, first of all, I curate for the art gallery, Armidale Art Gallery, but I also curate and hang for Kim Carruthers at her Get Framed gallery as well. And the first show that I did at Get Framed was of chairs. It was called Sitting Pretty. And since then, whenever people spot chairs, they think of me and think, oh, you know, perhaps Andy would like to paint that chair. Well, my dear relatives, my Glasson relatives, acquired this fabulous, I call it a throne. I only got it by surprise a couple of nights ago, brought it home, put it in my tiny little house, and it's like this huge, colourful throne. And of course, it does beg to be painted. It will be painted. In fact, certain relatives of mine that gave me this chair are getting married next year, so it's going to be the ideal wedding present. We'll be painting that chair.
Well, maybe you could just do a few draft sketches and colour renders of the chair for this upcoming show, maybe?
Well, I could. I'm running out of time. It's only in a few weeks' time.
All right. Just, some renders, some colour renders. Some colour renders with some... You're very good with colour, so maybe some coloured pencils and some crayons.
I'm sure I could, but it can't be oil because otherwise it'll be dripping off the walls.
No. Well, I'll be coming to the exhibition opening.
Excellent.
And that's on Saturday the 26th. I'll bring my good friend Greg along.
Good.
And we'll have some nibbles and some wine. 2 p.m.
Yep.
Saturday the 26th, but it runs to Saturday the 23rd of November. It's called Clutter and Light. And as I said, it just has, for me, it has that feel of Margaret Olley, but it's definitely Andrea Gledhill on her own take of the pieces that she loves so much around her room, around her rooms. You go out onto the veranda, I've seen there's some paintings into the backyard. Do you go any further afield?
I have got some landscapes, but yes, when I go out onto the veranda, it's usually, again, it's looking at the light and shadows, which really sort of speak to me on that veranda. But usually my dogs star in those paintings. So I set them amongst all the light and shadows. And yes, I do go further afield. Also, the landscape around where I am is just spectacular. I love it. So I try to capture that.
You've got
well.
Mount Javal and Little Mount Javal.
Yes, I do. They're sort of close by. Yes, the mist, the light, the fog. Anyone in our area would appreciate our surroundings.
I think if I had to describe what you're talking about, is for me Armidale being in the top of the range. It's the crisp, clean light.
Yes,
that you get on these beautiful days.
Yes,
that then shine on any object you put out in them, and then you're exploring the play of light and shadow.
Yes, that's right. I mean, just driving from town to my little house, I come down that hill going towards to Gyra, and I just look across, and I pinch myself because I'm looking at scenery, and I think, my God, I live in amongst this scenery. And it was that scenery that drew me to come to Armidale in the first place. It was that light, our landscape, etc. That's why in 1998 I made that move, because visually it excited me. And it's there all the time. And it's not just the beauty just doesn't come in spring or just in autumn. The beauty is there all the time because it changes so dramatically.
Yeah, we certainly have our rural vistas both on the Tablelands but all on the Western Fall and the Eastern Fall. I mean, I've always said if you live in Armidale, you're within 2 hours of just such diverse ecosystems and habitats and it's just fantastic sort of place to locate yourself to be able to radiate out into those vistas. So we might tie it up, Andrea. Thanks very much for coming in.
It was fantastic, Herb. Thank you.
No, I've wanted to have you on Spotlight for a while, and it was just work that we got you today. So for those people again, Clutter and Light is Andrea's solo exhibition at the Armidale Art Gallery. It's in the mall, ground level, Saturday 26th of October, 2 p.m. start with nibbles and wines, and that runs till Saturday the 23rd. So thank you again, Andrea, for coming in.
It was a great opportunity. Thank you, Herb.
You're one of our locals, and you're one of our gems. Thank you. That's Spotlight.
Broadcast, then podcast. If you missed it or want to hear it again, then visit our webpage, 2arm.net.au/podcast. I listen to 2ARM 92.1 FM in the car and at work for great tunes and community news.